Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We finished off with the virtues of the Sunnat of Zuhr Salat. So now we start a new chapter, Babu Sunnat al-Asri, the chapter on the Sunnah of the Asr Salah. An Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu qal, kana Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yusalli qabla al-Asri arba'a raka'atin yafsilu baynahunna bit-taslimi 'ala al-mala'ikati al-muqarrabin wa man tabi'ahum min al-muslimin wal mu'minin. Rawahu at-Tirmidhi wa qala hadithun hasanun. Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform 4 rakats before the Asr Salah. He would separate by them by sending salam to the close angels and the Muslims and the believers who follow them. We'll explain this. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu reported Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform 4 rakats of Asr Salah. And now this is referring to the 4 rakats sunnat of Asr Salah. So how he would separate between this and the 4 rakats of Farz Salah? He would separate them by sending salam to the close angels, the Muslims and the believers who follow them. So a person that makes his salam, when he's making salam, then he's actually now ending his salah, he's terminating his salah that he's performing. So this is one way of explaining that as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would terminate after 4 rakats. And how he would do it is he would send salam. So when a person is making salam, what he's actually doing is he's sending salam to the close angels, he's sending salams to the believers, then the Muslims that are there and the Muslims that follow them. So here, we understand one thing, and we explained this before, so when a person is making salam, then he should intend in his heart that those angels that are close by are making salam to them. I'm making salam, if the imam is on his right hand side, he's making salam to the imam, then he's making salam to all the Muslims, all the believers, all of them that are there. On his left hand side when he's turning, so his right hand side, whoever is there, he's making salam to them, and he's intending salam to them, and on the left hand side, he's intending salam to them. So this is one expression of explaining that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read 4 rakat salat, and this is how he would break it. After the 4 rakat, he would make salam, and then Nabi alayhi salatu salam would proceed for the faraz salat. And Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma ani Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, رحم الله امرأ صلى قبل العصر أربعا رواه أبو داود وترمذي وقال حديث حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon the person who performs 4 rakats before the Asr Salah. This is mentioned in Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi and Musnad Ahmad. So this hadith is such a beautiful hadith, short hadith, but such a beautiful meaning. رحم الله امرأ صلى قبل العصر أربعا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a special dua for those people that read 4 rakat sunnah the mu'akkada before the Asr Salah. What dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for them? رحم الله امرأ, that O Allah, have special mercy on those people that read 4 rakat sunnah before Farz of Asr. Something that we generally overlook. Person thinks that this is sunnah غير مؤكدة, I don't have to read it. But we all like du'as. In fact, if a pious person comes, everyone will go and meet him. They make du'a for me, make du'a for my family. It's a good thing. This person is a pious person. We think him to be a good person. We request his du'as. We ask him for du'as. But here we're getting the du'a of who? The du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made special du'a that Allah have special mercy on that person that read 4 rakat sunnah before Asr Salah. Such a simple thing to get the du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, when we hear these ahadith, immediately we make niyat to Allah, allow me to do that action that I can get the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all need mercy. Which one of us doesn't need the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? Easy way of getting it is reading this 4 rakat sunnat before the Asr Salah. One more hadith, short hadith that completes this chapter. وَعَنْ عَلِي بْنِ أَبِي طَالِبٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ يُصَلِّي قَبْلَ الْعَصْرِ رَكَعَتَيْنِ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدَ بِإِسْنَادٍ صَحِيحٍ. Hazrat Ali bin Abi Talib, Hazrat Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform 2 rakats before the Asr Salah, Abu Dawud Sharif. So ulama explained that after looking at all the ahadith with regards to the sunnat salat before Asr Salah, that you find that it is permissible for a person to read 2 rakats also. Although afzal, the best is to read 4 rakats. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged he would read 4 rakats. At times also he would read 2 rakats, But the best, the most afzal thing is 4 rakats, although it's permissible to read 2 rakats. So for example, a person came now and there's only maybe 3 minutes left. Now he starts his 4 rakats, then the Jamaat Salat is going to start and he's going to miss the Takbir-e-Ula. So therefore, in a case like that, he's allowed to read 2 rakats. He shouldn't say, oh, I missed 4 rakats, now that is it. He can read 2 rakats with the hope that he will be getting a sunnah also of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, the afzal and the best is to read 4 rakats. As we explained, that this salat before Asr salah is classified as ghayr muakkada. It's not something that's emphasized so strongly. In other words, if you leave it out, then there's some repercussions, there's something that is mentioned in the hadith that gives warning of any type of punishment or any type of azab from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, that even though it is classified as ghayr muakkada, it doesn't mean this is something that we should just leave out. Actually, we should be desirous and hopeful that, oh Allah, I want to get maximum, and if I can get the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can I lose it out? It just requires us to come a little bit early and get this. You'll find some people, no matter what, they don't miss it out. Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.